start talking about the Tzomen Halachos of Yom Tov, we mentioned there's a heter for Echol Nefesh. There are some limitations for this heter of Echol Nefesh. If we look at the pasuk of Ach Asher Yeochel Echol Nefesh Hula Bado Yeosel Lachem, so Chazal saw in this pasuk that there are some limitations to the heter. So number one, it says at the end of the pasuk Hula Bado Yeosel Lachem. So Chazal understand that number one, this is only a heter for a Jew. So a heter for a non-Jew is not permitted to do malacha on Yom Tov. The malachas which are permitted on Yom Tov are only permitted for the purpose of doing it for a Jew, but not for a non-Jew. This creates an interesting halacha challenge, because we find in halacha in certain areas that a person is a mechalel Shabbos, and a person is a mechalel Shabbos, knowingly mechalel Shabbos, he does it being aware that he's been mechalel Shabbos and doing it anyway, has it done like a non-Jew regards to certain halachas. So the halachas, you may not do malacha on Yom Tov for the purpose of a mechalel Shabbos as well. So a Jew, you may not do malacha for. You may not do malacha for not only a non-Jew, but even a Jew who's a mechalel Shabbos. The status of people which are mechalel Shabbos nowadays is a discussion, because many people are not aware of the concept of malachas, etc. That's a different question. Now, not only is there an issur to do malacha, the Chumash said we're concerned that you might be put in a position where you're going to do malachim for them if they're going to be a guest in your home. So there's an issur d'rabbanan to invite a non-Jew for a meal on Yom Tov, because we are afraid you're going to do malacha for that non-Jew under those circumstances. The application of that to Mechalel Shabbos is quite challenging, and if you have the halacha l'maaseh, we can talk about it. Another place where Chazal said that you cannot do malacha from this pasuk, the understanding from the pasuk, this is a din d'oraisa, is for an animal. A person cannot do malacha on Yom Tov, a person cannot cook or something of that sort, for an animal, so that the heter is only for a Jewish person, not a non-Jewish person, not for an animal. The heter obviously is only for Yom Tov itself. A person cannot cook on Yom Tov for the day after Yom Tov. And this also means that since we keep two days of Yom Tov, when we're keeping 2 days of Yom Tov, what we're really saying is we're not sure which day really is Yom Tov. We're not sure if this is Tesvav Nissen, or this is only really Yudal Nissen, and tomorrow is Tesvav Nissen. So if today is Tesvav Nissen, tomorrow is not Yom Tov anymore. If the second day is Tesvav, the first day was Chol. So you cannot do malacha from one day Yom Tov to the other, because you're saying you're cooking from one day Yom Tov to the other. Really, you're cooking from Yom Tov to a day which is not Yom Tov. So a person cannot cook or do any malacha from one day Yom Tov to the other. Another limitation which Chazal saw in this pasuk, we'll go through some of the pratim more as we go along, is it says Ach Asher Yechel Lichol Nefesh. It has to be something which is considered a standard need for most people, something which is a need for just people which are mafunakim, etc. You may not do malacha on Yom Tov for that purpose. So the question which the person grapple with is what is the definition of what is called Lichol Nefesh, a need which is Shabbat Lichol Nefesh. One of the questions is refuah. Is refuah something which is Shabbat Lichol Nefesh, or it's only for people which are ill? So can you do malacha on Yom Tov for the purpose of somebody who's not deathly ill? Obviously, that's a heter even on Shabbos. But if, for example, if there's no erev and a person wants to carry medicine, he has an illness, he wants to carry medicine, not a life-threatening illness, he wants to carry medicine with him. May he carry medicine on Yom Tov because it's a malacha mitzvah. Is that permitted? So some of the areas which we have limitations on the malacha, not all malachas are mutter. It's only done for a Jew, only done for that day, not for an animal, not for a non-Jew, and something which is not Shabbat Lechol Nefesh is not permitted. Have a good morning.